श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री श्री ललिता विशाखा राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय, गौर प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि बो। सो हरे कृष्णा, प्लीज ऑल कम एंड टेक योर सीट्स। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय, कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पस्कत्यादे सतारिने। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतना प्रभु नितानंद, श्री अद्वैता गदाधरा शिवाषदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. With your kind permission, I will give two lectures. Today is the first part, and the second is coming tomorrow. Which we have called discovery lectures. We wish to give them in a way that you discover something for your own way. It's a little bit different maybe than you are accustomed. And I will need to speak a little forcefully to bring you from one space of awareness to another, which is necessary. So I will also request you, because we have a certain time frame, to please be very disciplined in what you hear. So let me request you to now turn to your neighbor. Don't look for a long time, and just answer the question. When you chanted just now here, were you aware of Krishna? Or how aware of Krishna were you? You will have 1.5 minutes for this, so please be disciplined. Once again, for those who are just joining us with their attention, turn to your neighbor and discuss the question. When you were chanting Hare Krishna, how much aware of Krishna were you? Start now. Thank you very much. There is something which we can call the echo of a saint in our heart. He speaks something, and that has an echo in our heart. In other words, we hear it even when he is not with us. So, the echo of the sadhu in the heart is Sambandha Gyan. It is the knowledge of a relationship, the awareness of the relationship. The spiritual master has, in teaching his disciples, one very, very important learning goal in his mind. He wants to teach his disciples practically that indeed they have a relationship with Krishna. The Acharya has 3 points which he teaches. The first point is Vedic knowledge. He has to deliver Vedic knowledge. The second point is he has to explain the details according to the understanding of the disciple. And the third point, which I will focus on today, is he has to tell the disciple how he can practically apply the knowledge so that it's not schizophrenia. That means there is some knowledge here and I am here. It doesn't connect. So when you take shelter at a bona fide lineage with bona fide spiritual teachers, and you have done so, you have taken shelter in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, then the first thing which you clearly have to learn from your guru is that you have a relationship with Krishna. Your whole life, spiritual life, is dependent on discovering your relationship to Krishna. First generally and then specifically. Your whole spiritual life is dependent on discovering your relationship with Krishna. First generally, in a general way, and then specifically. That is your specific spiritual form and your specific service in the spiritual world. Your whole spiritual life is dependent on this. If you do not, now I come to the process, if you do not practice your sadhana, that is your spiritual practices, being aware of a relationship with Krishna, then you will not be very much nourished by your sadhana. For a long time, we older devotees Purijan, Jagatarini Mataji, myself, and of course so many other preachers, are startled with the fact that about 80% of those who take to the process of Krishna consciousness leave it entirely. It's too much. The number is too big. There's something very, very much wrong in the way devotees practice their spiritual life if they leave it. Many times I have met devotees, including those who have taken on the role of counseling devotees, who have confided in secret to me that after 30 years of practice, they didn't feel that in their hearts devotional love or bhakti has manifested. And this is an alarming situation. I was for a long time thinking, well, maybe this is specific to a movement which is just very young, like the Hare Krishna movement is only 45 years in the West now. But upon a careful study, I discovered that Christians, Muslims, and you know, the big body of Hindus, you can find literature about this, which describes the reason why someone makes it and why someone doesn't make it in the path. And it always brings a similar point, although and I would like to bring this point now out. I have taken it from a book of a godbrother of Prabhupada. He's less known. To his name is His Holiness Swami Bhakti Daitya Madhava Goswami Maharaj. And he had read that once a lady came to him and said that after 30 years of worshipping Sitaram, you know, normal Hindu lady, she just felt nothing was happening, no transformation in the heart, no bhakti, nothing. And then this godbrother, this disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, answered, and I will read this to you, it's so beautiful. He said, "Has anyone ever explained to you the true identity of Sitaram and your own identity? Has someone ever sat down with you and explained to you what is this world and who are you and what is your relationship with Sri Sitaram?" And then he said very poignantly, I think, "Without the awareness of a relationship to Bhagavan, God, you can never experience anything like love or affection for Bhagavan. It is the knowledge and the awareness of a relationship that gives birth to love or attachment. When you chant, you must be aware that Krishna is there. It shouldn't be that there is a sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And you never ever, during the whole practice, think of Krishna or aware that you are coming before Krishna as you chant. If you chant and your mind never connects with the personality of the mantra, your chanting is either becoming very dry or totally illusory. That is, you feel something as you chant, like I was doing. As I must admit to you, I was a very bad Rolling Stones fan in my life, and I had something with music. I liked very much music and sound. So when I was chanting, I remember in the first, I sang my rounds to the melodies of the Stones. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And I was speeding up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then I felt very good. I felt some musical acceleration, some rhythm going on. But at the end, I was wondering, why do I always think of girls after my rounds? There was no relationship with Krishna. Or I chanted, and I still chant, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, is there something interesting, please, for the mind? Let me read something in between. And so on. You can only avoid dryness or the mental platform when you chant, imaginations, if you step into a relationship with the personality of the mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, chant and think of the person whose name you chant. If I say a name of someone and I'm just not connecting with the person, there will be no communication going on. It's just a divorced relationship. You know, if I, it happens very often in my relationship to Gaurahari, because I say his name so often, because of, you know, the service. And Gaurahari, did you bring the harmonium? Did you think of this? And Gaurahari, what is with this? And Gaurahari, like this, Gaurahari, and did you do that? Where's your computer? Go to hurry. Where's this? And then it's, you know, But if I take and sometimes we suffer in our relationship, although we are so close that I say his name maybe 200 times a day, we feel sometimes we need to take time for connecting to each other. You know, we feel like, how was your brother in Vrindavan? Gaurahari says, you know, to talk out of business talk, you know, to talk real talk. And how did you feel in Jagannath Puri, so far away from Vrindavan? I can't imagine you felt very well there. So we have to talk with some connection, not just about the things, the business at hand, which needs to be completed. We have to talk about a relationship. Otherwise, we will part ways very quickly. So when you talk with Krishna, or when you call, when you chant the name, and you just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, yes, 16 rounds, I know that. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare, 16, okay, one round has gone. Okay, let me put this neat counting beat, this beat down, you know. This is okay, now, okay, what do we do? Hare Krishna, Vinis Prasharam, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. And I hope I survive this Jabba retreat. I can see this Sachinandan Swami has something in his mind. He will train us in some ways, and he won't be pleasant. I heard it before. Ram, Ram, Hari, Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari. Oh, what do they do in Vrindavan now? Ram, Ram, Hari. It will not work. You will part ways. Don't talk business with Krishna. Talk a relationship with Krishna. Like when I turn to... Let me make this with Gaurahari. Maybe, Gaurahari, you look somewhere else because I'm a little shy by nature. You don't look at me now. You know. Actually, you should, for the example, you must look at me. Look at me now. I have to look somewhere else. If I talk, Gaurahari, where's my neem thing, you know, and where is... But if I say, Gaurahari, I'm so happy to see you after so long. I can't do this in public, you know. Do you get the point? Talk a relationship with Krishna. Be there. Don't just... Hare Krishna, and there's a sound vibration because you have to do it, and you came to the Japa retreat, of course, you know, you have to chant and all of that, and you sit meditatively, you know. Think, what is your relationship with Krishna? Don't think about this. Think that you are chanting Krishna's name. This I wanted to say. Don't go mental and go into philosophical analysis and when you chant. It is, you know, Krishna is there. Step in, he's there in his sound vibration. How will you record? What will you do with it? Will you look somewhere else? Will you think of something, someone different? Will you think of other business, maybe of your luggage and how you will cope with the overweight when you are at the Air India or what is it, the Turkish airline, and so on. Be there for that relationship. Otherwise you will part ways. It won't work with you. And you will have to look for material diversions or mental diversions or mind trips and so on. Do you know that your whole existence, that is what you are, is defined by relationships? You know, when someone says, I'm a wife, that means there is a husband and she has a relationship to the husband. If someone says, I'm a father, he has no right to say, I'm a father, if he doesn't have a relationship to a child, if there is no child. So if you, like Janmashtami was a Sankirtan devotee, I remember one of the best in America. And if Janmashtami would have said, I'm a father, when he was a brahmachari, we would say, Janmashtami, Hare Krishna. If Janmashtami would have said when he met his wonderful devotee wife, Sankalpa, who's very much known to us, I'm a father. This is a little bit early. Where is your child, Janmashtami? Janmashtami can only say, now where there are two boys, what are the name of the boys? Here, Prahlad Prabhu and Devala Rishi Prabhu. Devala, yes. Now he is a father. He is entitled to say he is a father. There is a relationship now. His identity of fatherhood is measured, is only valid because there is a relationship. So if you say, I'm a devotee, Then the first question for testing question for me will be, what's your relationship with Krishna? When you chanted this morning, you chanted a name. Were you aware of the person whose name you were chanting? Were you chanted connected rounds, or were you chanting disconnected, divorced rounds? Most of us chant divorced round, no relationship any longer. And that's why we are so unblissful and have all our troubles which we have. That's because our bhakti is a concept only. Bhakti must have attachment. Attachment to the Lord. Otherwise, it's not bhakti. It's just some concept, some ideas, and so on. It's not felt and experienced bhakti. As long as we carry with us the concept that our identity is defined by our mundane relationships to the body, I'm a man, I'm a woman, relationships to our immediate environment, I'm a friend to these people, I'm not a friend. As long as you only have relationships to this mundane, on the worldly platform, as long as this goes on, your chanting will be dead, so dry. Only if you step out of these mundane relationships and step into your relationship with Krishna will there be something going on and flowing. So time is also there. But because I want to talk so practically, I will give you now a way in which chanting or any spiritual activity will work. It's a spiritual technique. The bhakti will come in my second lecture. Mm-mm. There is a technique. It's called the Buddha Shuddhi technique, which is done by saying certain prayers which move you into a relationship with the person of Krishna. These prayers connect you from the world of misconception, the relationships with body and mundane people, and they connect you with the world of the spirit. It's really what we were calling, what Bhurijan Prabhu yesterday introduced as a theme of our retreat, going over the threshold. This is a real threshold meditation. And we teach it at the Japa retreats in detail. Here we only make a mention out of it. It's a certain meditation. It starts with, and it has the three points of Sambandha Gyan, which you will learn in the second discovery lecture, if you are awake during that lecture. So here is the meditation. It's an introduction into the world of the spirit, you can say. It goes like this. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. This is my real nature. You become aware. I'm really the soul. That's really my identity, and I have a relationship of service. You become mindful of this for a moment. And then you say, but because of my misfortune, I have been inimical, that means like an enemy, taught him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. As a result, I have only suffered the burning threefold miseries. So this is the first step of the Buddha Shuddhi, the first two steps. I'm a soul, but I'm a lost soul. I'm in the world, and I'm suffering. And then it makes a change to the spirit, the direction changes. Now means jetzt, huh? Now means, what means now? At this moment, it means connect with the spiritual reality. Atato. Atato in Sanskrit. This is a very important point. Now, something is different, jetzt. Something is different at this moment. Something is different, atato, now. As a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant. Wow! Now, wow! I'm an individual spiritual being. I'm completely apart. Apart means separated. Beyond. I'm completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps. I have the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Syam Sunda, or Jagatarini would pray Radha Gopinath, or I would pray Radha Kanayalal, you know, the deities whom you worship. Because there is a tired atmosphere and you are not connected to the lecture, you have no relationship at the moment to what I say, I will repeat it, make it very clear. Don't chant from the platform of being switched off. Switch on to the spiritual reality. I'm a soul. That's the first switch. Clack. Second, I have now a certain contextual life. I have a guru who has connected me to Radha and Krishna. Chant from this level. I'm connected, really. And then chant with being aware of the mercy. And you will see worlds unfolding. But if you just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, do you think Krishna is there? Krishna may be there watching you from somewhere. Going like, it's just like you when someone calls your name, Paul, Ananda Mohini. Only if there is an awareness of the relation. Paul! Ananda Mohini! There's a connection. It changes everything. So how to change in a relationship will be the subject matter of tomorrow's lecture. This is just the warm-up to my style. Tomorrow it will be much more intense. I will test you. But for now, I switch off the style. Hare Krishna, we are in Vrindavan, the land of sweetness. I'm sorry, but some training today and tomorrow will have to be done. Please allow me. You will afterwards be grateful. In the beginning, it's a little bit like, you know, the taste of these neem leaves. Extremely bitter, but when they are down the throat, it's very sweet in the mouth. So we must be sometimes shaken. My point today is, let us not repeat the mistake of chanting disconnected. The result will be inattention, which is the breeding ground of further separation. We must chant in the space of a relationship. And how to do that? There was this one verse which we read to you. Those of you who like to buy books, here is a little advertisement.
For a good book, a great book.
It's here, there are only 5 copies available. The Gayatri book, you can ask Gaurahari, on page 106. But if you are poor and you don't like to read so much because you have already so much to read, there is a service which we offer from the Japa retreat. It's called, we offer it in America and also of course here. It's called Short Lessons in Eternity. It's you get regular emails. Just don't worry. It's not like overload. It comes once a month. Short things like this, you know. For instance, the prayer, you get short prayers and how to use them for your japa. It's an ongoing training course to do your japa. We will alert you to it. There will be you just need to give your email address and to Sadanandi, and then she will put you on the list and sends it, because she is. I'm giving I do everything by handwriting. I'm an old generation man. And then I give her the things and she puts it on the computer to those who are on the list. Good. So you will hear more about this. But for now, thank you very, 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 very much. And think about it, please. Your chanting in relationship. That's the point.